I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. The Kentucky Football Wildcats are on the road at Starkville this Saturday to take on the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Both the Cats and Dogs are coming off tough home losses. The Big Blue lost a lead late, falling to Florida, while MSU got bested by Kansas State. Now, the mission and the mantra this week is don't let one bad loss turn into two. Joining me for the scouting report is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
Hey, Alan.
So how do the Cats go on the road and get the win at Starkville?
Well, you know, the first thing you kind of brought it up is the fact that you've got to make sure that you put that loss behind you, because that was a tough one, no doubt about it. It was a much different loss that Kentucky has had from those in the past, and that was devastating, you know, and you got a new starting quarterback in there in Sawyer Smith. So it's all about putting that behind you first and foremost. And now you go down and you take on a team like Mississippi State that's in the very same position. They want to definitely bounce back, especially playing another game on their own home field. And so Kentucky's just going to have to match the intensity, and the team that wants it more is going to get it.
And Mississippi State, they have a rather uncertain quarterback situation because they haven't really announced who their starter is going to be.
Yeah, they've had some injuries hit both guys. And did you see the one going last week taking the fly through the air as he took a hit? And
yeah, I called him the human helicopter at that moment.
That's exactly what it looked like. And so I think they're just trying to – maybe they're being, you know, a little coy with Kentucky and trying to keep it quiet and everything. But, you know, either of them are very capable of running the offense for Mississippi State. And so I don't think, you know, Kentucky will prepare for both quarterbacks, expect to see both. But we'll wait and see. It may just be one of them.
Mississippi State has a potent running attack with Kylan Hill. Obviously, the defense is going to be keyed up to stop the run.
Well, you know, that's been one of the things that we've really seen out of this Kentucky team is they seem to be able to stop the run. Even last week against Florida, we saw where, you know, they were able to stop Felipe Franks when he tried to run. Pirine, they stopped him about every time they handed him the ball. The only big run they gave up was that last touchdown run late. So really, I think their run defense has been pretty good, and that's nothing that's you know, going to worry me going into this game. I think I'm more worried with the fact that they're not going to have Yusef Corker. You know, actually, he may be back. It's T.J. Carter that they're not going to have for the first half because of those targeting calls. But they've just been thin, and Kyle Trask really picked them apart in that second half in the Florida game. So I'm more worried about the secondary right now.
Yeah, that young secondary is definitely going to be tested, regardless of who is taking snaps for Mississippi State. You know that the game plan is to throw early and often.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, when you see a team getting picked apart like that, then it's pretty easy to start making a game plan that you're going to do or try to do exactly what Florida did against the Wildcats. And so I would certainly expect to see Mississippi State trying to throw the ball. As much as you want to set the run tone, I think they're going to try and see what they can do against Kentucky through the air, at least very early on.
All right, a couple of questions about the UK offense. Is this maybe one of the games where we get to see A.J. Rose or Kavassier Smoke, you know, kind of really break loose?
You know, I think we could, and I think the really interesting thing is who we're going to see starting. Everybody's kind of, at least some people I've heard, kind of making a big deal about Kavassier Smoke needs to be the starter, but really they both have pretty equal carries. I don't think it really matters who gets out there and takes the first snap. It might help that, you know, Smoke has had a few more of those longer runs, and so maybe he can help set that run tone early for the Wildcats. But I think they've got a chance at really getting things going, and I think they also want to get Chris Rodriguez involved again. They're trying to get, you know, him going, and so you may see those three running backs going at it again this Saturday against Mississippi State.
All right, so the Cats are going to be on the road for the next 2 weeks. They're going to Starkville, of course, this Saturday. Prediction time.
Well, for this one, I think it's going to be a tight one. I think that Kentucky's really going to have to play maybe one of its better games of the year, and I thought they played a pretty good game last week minus those turnovers against Florida. I think Kentucky can beat Mississippi State, but I think this one's going to be one of those that's going to be super close. I think it's going to be like a 21-20 game or a 24-21, and maybe Chance Moore makes up for it with a game-winning field goal.
And we have to mention that they're going to have to do that throughout a cacophony of cowbells.
Yeah. The coaches, they've been using those cowbells all week during practice, trying to get the players ready for it, especially with the offense. And, they've all talked about how they don't like that sound at all, and Mississippi State's good at it. They ring those cowbells until the play's about to start, and then you're not allowed to do it, and they don't do it. So it's going to be interesting to watch.
Truly Pavlovian.
Yes, no doubt about it.
Well, that is all the time that we have today on the Scouting Report. Our guest has been LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
Thanks, Alan. You too.